What's up, everybody, and welcome to a bonus episode of Cloud Control. And as promised on the last regular episode of the show, we're here today for a special bonus segment, which is our live reaction. Well, not live, we're watching a recap, but we're watching the PlayStation Showcase, which is very exciting. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fantastic. I've been so incredibly excited for this. I just got back from the gym, and let me tell you, it was like the best workout of my life. I was so pumped.
Yeah, we just had some Nando's for dinner beforehand. Mm-hmm. I treated myself to a bonus pineapple allotment on my peri-peri chicken bowl.
So. It's like the tiniest little slice of pineapple.
You know, you got to treat yourself sometimes.
You really do. Like, yeah. Your body's a temple, and what it you is. Put in it is important.
Just like we're going to put this showcase in our eyeballs right now. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to waste any more time here. We're going to watch the showcase. Of course, we'd love to hear what you think about it if you'd like to get in touch with us. I would imagine most people are watching here on YouTube because this isn't great audio content. So please leave us a comment. Let us know what you thought. Of course, you can also email us at cloudcontrolpod@proton.me if you prefer the old-fashioned way. That's fine, too. So without further ado, we're going to watch the GameSpot feed of the PlayStation Showcase from earlier today. And let's see what we think. Oh boy. Okay, here we go. Man. What do you think it starts with? What's your guess?
I don't know. I just like their branding so much. Astro Boy.
I bet Astrobot. It starts... I bet it starts with that Destiny DLC that we saw the other day.
The new Kratos Destiny.
And they did like the Aloy one.
Yeah, that's a pretty kind of boring opening. But I guess like...
I guess
there's a
But you're
lot
not going to open
Destiny
with like the biggest thing, you know? I don't think. Are you? Are
Maybe.
They?
I'm calling Spider-Man.
Are they going to do it?
Yeah.
Haven Studio.
We were both wrong.
You want to know about us? Seems like everyone does these days. It's simple. Too much money and too much power is held by just a few people.
This is true.
Only getting worse. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just a PSA, huh?
Oh, is this a... This is like one of the multiplayer games they've probably been talking about. Like, remember the Promising Those Live service?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Is this a good payday?
Oh, it kind of looks like
it's... You know, like we were just talking about on the tier list, where it's like there's no getaway driver, etc.
Can I be that guy in the van, please?
Yeah. I don't think we've seen this before.
No, this looks very... I hope this is one of those, like we went on that, like... spree of those games where it's like two player but you're playing like different sections and like helping each other.
Seems to me like Payday, like you are working together, but in Payday you have like, okay, you can only hold so much stuff, so like I'm gonna bring the signal jammer, etc. Fair games.
Actually, that looks pretty good.
I'm interested. That would be awesome if it was like free to play, online multiplayer, buy cosmetics. Mm-hmm. That's what we want. Or like $39.99, awesome online, but then that's dicey because you know, you're gonna buy a multiplayer game.
I'm Jim Ryan, president and CEO of Sony Interactive Entertainment. I'm delighted to be here today to introduce
his head is
what's
like a feather
next for PlayStation 5. We're now into the third year of the life cycle of PS5.
30 years? It's been that long.
So many fan-favorite titles.
Oh my God.
3 years ago since the
what's even more
the release.
Is
the last show, the
just
first showcase.
The surface of what's
right.
Possible
That's
crazy. Gaming experiences that they create. Today, you'll get a glimpse into some of the most breathtaking and imaginative content that will be coming.
This is an hour, right?
PlayStation
VR 2. And now, what you've all been waiting for. Enjoy the show.
Yeah. Just wondering, I didn't know what we were getting in for here. I didn't even look.
Be here for 5 hours, don't worry.
Another one. This must be Spider-Man here, because this is what we're expecting it.
Our home.
Uh-huh.
No, this is way too futuristic. Of life.
But freedom doesn't come free.
No! Sweet liberty! Last of Us multiplayer.
Look familiar?
This is a really like Fallout-y feeling.
Yeah.
Happening all over the galaxy right now. You could be next. That is, unless you make the
looks
most
great.
Important decision
like,
of your
the face.
Life.
Mm-hmm.
Prove to yourself that you have the strength and the courage to be free. Join the Helldivers.
Hmm, Helldivers.
That's pretty badass.
Experience true freedom.
Is that what true freedom looks like?
Yeah, an alien invasion. Okay. This looks like a co-op.
Yeah, yeah.
To build a better tomorrow.
Oh, I guess you're colonizing alien worlds, maybe, and like building bases. I hope you're not building bases. You are. You're totally
you're
building
totally
bases.
You're totally building bases.
Unless that Tesla coil is actually pretty cool as an ability, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you can buy emotes. Nice.
Yeah.
Buy that hug emote.
I won't say that doesn't look good for sure, but I'm worried about like the base building. I'm totally assuming this. It's almost like Monster Hunter in a way with guns. But
my
like
concern about this is they look like they're standing still a lot of the time while they're shooting. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like overly like the monsters look cool.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look overly dynamic with like.
I don't, and I also don't know like. Well, this is obviously a sequel too. But like, I don't know how interested I am in the goofiness of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I kind of like a more serious tone for some of those type of games. Gotta say, the graphics aren't as wowing me as some of those other ones with like the bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just gotta get that in there. It's the head.
Okay, there's some fashion in this game right off the bat.
Yeah, this is Star Wars, isn't it?
Oh.
Maybe engage a little.
I don't know. This doesn't look like Star Wars. They've got like the BioShock hand going.
This is yeah.
But a little bit more magic-y.
Is this the Ghostwire Tokyo we deserved all along?
Oh, it's kind of got that vibe, yeah. I really like
the hand powers, you know?
The creepy horror, though, like the Japanese yokai thing, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You might not get me killed. Jury's still out on that one. Kind of got a Destiny look to it when you're not, like, not from the first person view.
Yeah. It kind of does has that like space fantasy sort of thing going on, which I actually quite like.
Yeah, it's a nice combo. Actually, that's true, because that guy had like a mace, but he's clearly wearing like a future helmet.
Oh boy.
I really think that the like setting is very interesting in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how fun it looks to play, but this is also the kind of game that seems like it would be tough to judge.
Mm-hmm.
Until you actually like see how it
yeah,
feels.
And like what's the format? Is it multiplayer at all? Is it a single player game? I guess it looks multiplayer, right? But I don't know actually.
Your men killed my family.
Maybe not. This is pretty story focused. It seems like Jim Ryan's going to come back on and be like, and these are the multiplayer online titles that we've been telling you about these last three games.
Okay, good. And then we're done with
now
them,
here's
right?
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I think the first one looks the most appealing to me, the heist one.
Yeah. I think this one is like
followed by this.
A maybe. It really depends on how it feels, I think, but there's potential. I like that space fantasy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, the drip. Like, Destiny, that's one thing Destiny had was drip.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One more level.
One more base to build.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
This looks like Destiny,
this
too.
Looks like Destiny. Ooh. This is very Destiny.
Yeah, this is Destiny.
Yeah, this is Destiny.
I didn't know there's motorcycles in
I
Destiny.
I don't think there are, so maybe this is...
Because there was those, like, hover bikes
yeah.
you could use.
There was a very good raid that has you like hover biking in the snow at the start. Like grappling hook seems really freaking cool in this game.
Is that a katana stuff. from Fortnite? Oh, this is Ghost Runner.
Oh, it's
this
just
is
Ghost Runner.
Okay. God, we're so stupid.
We're so bad at this.
Just get carried away and then... I mean, I'm not like...
Okay, this is actually hype though. Because Ghost Runner, I own the first game and it looks so fun. Like, they're really like fast paced. Mm. Like, sword and like...
We should have known that wasn't Destiny. We saw the studio.
Yeah, you know what it was though? It's like... It looks similar. Mm-hmm. And then the grappling hook.
S game.
Okay, I'm on board immediately with this. Yes. Chained Dragon. Yes.
Oh, this is like... This is like Sad Tsushima.
Sad Tsushima. It totally does.
Oh, is this the Porcelain Face game? We've seen that game before.
No.
No.
So that was Steel Rising.
Right.
Come on, be a Souls game. Let's go.
Well, it's got the graphic style, doesn't it? Looks like it's got the camera there.
That's a big boss. I love every design choice in this game.
Crew Man Studio.
Yes, Creepy Birdman.
I like this guy. Oh. This guy's like Yoshimitsu.
Yes, this is the Souls sword draw.
Oh, it's a little fast paced though.
It's fast though. Ooh, it's stylish.
I like it. I really like the vibe of this game. This guy's arm is cool.
Okay, this might be crazy, but it kind of looks like it's got a Sekiro sort of parry system, and like, holy fuck, would that be amazing.
We'll have to look into this developer after this, like who the game's in here. Oh, they got some wall running in there. Oh. Little move, that was Sekiro-like as well, that actually, wasn't it?
This is giving me Sekiro vibes, oh boy.
Oh, that's
that gauntlet,
sick.
That's sick. It's a cannon!
Look at this guy standing on the back of two horses.
Sir.
It's like, yeah, it's like Sekiro, but a little bit more like action set PC.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm perfectly okay with. I mean, it's also like cut moments like, for a trailer, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can make Sekiro look like that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
but, like, you see what I mean? Like, he's so many reflects.
Yeah.
And, like,
but
if that's timed and
yeah,
not just,
see,
like,
I thought
hold,
it might be hold.
Oh, it could be, but if it's
but
timed.
But even if it's hold, that's, this still looks like it could be very fun.
Agreed. The styling.
I mean, I'd prefer hold, probably. I like to parry. I don't like to do that. What's this? Yeah.
Yes. Phantom Blade.
Phantom Blade Zero.
Zero.
Oh, man.
What's your plan? Knowing you have only 66 days to live.
Oh.
My God, it's like Sifu.
That's very specific.
Get my heart back.
Okay,
no
this,
date, but okay.
This looks like
good.
Potentially like my new favorite game. That looks
good.
Awesome.
This is very cool.
It's very Journey. It's very pretty.
This looks like Monument Valley.
This
it's
is
not, but
the showcase of cool swords. Abzu Pampa
yes,
and Journey.
Journey.
Yeah.
There's another one.
They have a very distinct art style.
Look at the sand. That is so cool.
Oh.
It's like water texture.
Yeah.
But sand.
But like still quite cartoony. The music, it's so iconic in these games.
I just love the free, open movement and like those big spaces. Like, it's just so vast, you know? And you, like, you can see where you're going, but it takes you a while, and it's just so much fun. I'm already interested in playing.
Yeah, this looks gorgeous. There's the Abzu coming in. You got dolphins. Yeah,
sky dolphins. I don't know how he's balancing
it. What's the big creatures too and all this?
Sword of the Sea. Okay.
Okay, okay. I'm on board. This is just increasingly getting better with every... Well, actually.
Yeah. It is. It is. Remember, we gotta look out for Rogue Legacy too.
That's right. Will it be announced? Oh, I like...
A new world awaits you.
iRobot.
Dangers and mysteries. Signs and wonders. Things that I in my garden could never have imagined.
Think of the world we could build if we believed in ourselves. If we truly believed in what it means to be sentient.
We didn't see a studio from this, did we?
No, I don't think so.
Without fear or delusion. Imagine vast cities full of life and light. Great towers rising towards the sky.
Ooh.
This is just getting weirder and weirder.
So much would be possible.
Is this a Transformers game?
No way.
That looked like a Transformers scanner.
That would be wild.
No.
No.
For a second, you know those scanners like Rhinox that used to fix things, and then there's
the bird,
there's like a chassis of a robot that could be like,
you're
oh
right.
My god, and the movie's coming out, like it made
that
sense for a second.
That would have been like such a wild guess.
Like a Beast Wars game? Oh my god.
It's kind of cool though. Talos is a neat game and I like the...
What is that?
Oh,
interesting.
Gris.
Okay.
Yep.
Gris, I started that game and I made it like 2/3 of the way through on a plane and I just never finished it.
I am in the exact same position. I really liked it, but I never beat it either.
I can't tell you why. Like, it was fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
I think I just started at the time where I wasn't in the mood for one of those games. Like, you really have to be.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna finish it on my flight home and then I just got caught doing something else and then never...
Yeah, I love the character design on this game. She's awesome. An antler wolf is very cool.
Oh, I didn't even notice the antlers, so that's funny.
Oh god, if you kill antler wolf, I swear, I won't buy the game. God, it's over, no. You had me. Now I can't buy this game. It's too sad. Oh.
It's like a phoenix.
You gotta now do baby antler wolf. Fine, I'll play it. I love how everything, like... It's very believable how soft everything is in this trailer. Like, when she put her head on the wolf and like her hair in the wolf's fur, like
it's very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything's made of liquid.
Oh, fuck. This looks actually really good.
Pretty cool. Nomada Studio.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, that guy looks familiar.
He does. But I'm not sure.
Does he?
I don't know. He kind of just looks like... Oh,
Cat Quest. You know what this is? This is a game I've seen on the eShop for sale like a billion times and never like clicked it.
It's like a cute like kids adventure game, I think.
Mm.
It's very kind of colorful and like, you know, you're a cat, you fight mice. And...
It's kind of like what's that game? Castle Crashers-y.
Mm-hmm. I think it's geared a little bit to a very like casual kind of...
Yeah.
But, like,
it looks
super
cool,
cute.
Actually, for what it is. Like,
mm-hmm.
Cool. Oh, now this could be Spider-Man. It's not. It's Square not. Enix.
This is very Final Fantasy, is what I was gonna say, and I am closer.
Bubblo.
Oh, I think it's just gonna blow bubbles.
This does look Final Fantasy, but I don't know. The art's kind of.
It's a chocobo plague doctor.
I don't think this is Final Fantasy. Right, this art style is kind of weird.
Now it's a League of Legends K-pop band.
Okay, it's
this looks like a battle royale.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. Square Enix battle royale. Oh my god, it is a bubble gun.
It is a bubble gun!
Well, this is like Splatoon from Square Enix.
Yeah. Champagne too, alright.
You know, depending like how this controls and what it plays like this looks like a connection.
Yeah. It looks like a very like over the top kind
of. It's like if they're taking the idea of Splatoon in any way. Because we always say Splatoon would be so fun if we could actually play. This is, ooh.
Oh, it really is Splatoon. Like, you are bubbles.
And instead of going into the squid form, you just have a surfboard. Oh, this is Splatoon.
Yeah.
We have to play this.
Is this like, could you get a copyright lawsuit against you? Like, I guess
well,
not.
Well, no, because I mean, like.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many games that are so similar, right? Like, that's just how gaming evolves.
It's
like,
the nature of creative medium is like, you know.
Exactly.
There's like, no shot in the Avengers that hasn't been done before in like a different movie.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure they, you know, borrowed from other superhero stuff that came before it too. Yeah. So.
I think more of the patent stuff would be around. It's not like the creative stuff. It's more like the light, the characters, and et cetera.
But yeah, this looks fun, like free to play online.
Imagine if this comes to PS Plus for free. This would be.
Ready for the foam star.
Well,
party?
I mean, we shouldn't anoint anything because Destruction All Stars was so painful.
That's true. But what about foam, instead of All Stars, what about Foam Stars?
Development footage subject to change. That's going to be a ways out.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yes!
All right.
Let's go.
Very excited for this.
The land of Mojo. Here we find Jot, the plucky squire, and his friend, Violet, Thrash, and Pippin. Our heroes protect the land from the villainous sorcerer, Hundrummer.
This is the coolest game since Cuphead. Mm-hmm.
I want to just inject this game into my veins. It looks so good.
Beyond. There, Jot finds a whole new world to explore. With dangers, surprises, and attractive accommodation.
It's so cool.
Our heroes must battle Hundrum across the two realms if they are to save their
beloved. It just looks like, how could you not be happy when you play this game? Like, it's so charming.
Off the page and into adventure.
Like, that game, like,
this year,
it's just like your childhood encapsulated. Like, the feeling of, like, your childhood
feeling,
in a game.
It's like the closest a game has ever looked to imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They tricked us out with that city, Kate.
They did. I'm going to call this as also not Spider-Man.
This looks like Minecraft.
This no longer looks
but
like Minecraft.
But doesn't look like Minecraft. What is
it's
this, like
Lego
a Lego
World.
Heist game? They putting Lego in Minecraft? What?
That'd be kind of cool.
Why would Minecraft be here? It's just Xbox.
I feel like this is like Lego Minecraft. Doing like a Minecraft sort of thing. Which, like, makes sense, because, like, Minecraft was doing a Lego thing.
Yeah. You know what this looks like? This screams to me that we have Unreal Engine 5 now. And we can have, like, all these block kind of explosions, all these, like, things that blow up in these little pieces. Like, look at that.
You're right.
That wouldn't have been possible. I don't
You're
think
right.
All the dust and all that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about these things beyond what I've seen online, but it seems to make sense.
You're right, this is like totally a like Lego create world builder kind of thing.
I really don't think this is something that I would play, but from what I can see here, this looks pretty ambitiously cool.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to do. A lot you can interact with.
It looks really free form, you know? Mm-hmm. Like the way that it moves. Tear down.
Not Lego licensed. Yeah. Very cute.
The fact that it's not licensed by Lego might actually be a good thing in certain ways. Like maybe they could change it up from like the restrictions of what it has to be.
Yeah, yeah, probably. But it makes you wonder, like, Lego, come on. You got to get on it.
Probably also way less money without Lego on board.
Oh, what my God. What is this? These look so
real. Ant-Man the Game from Sony Bend.
How many Marvel games are you making?
What's it going to be? Ants the Game? Oh, is this going to be that one where you evolve through all your different species?
Oh.
Remember that game?
No, but this looks... That's a dead frog. This looks incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I'm slightly uncomfortable watching this.
I think this is, that might be this. It's gonna get eaten by a snake now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Never mind.
Fish, maybe? Calling it Crocodile, y'all.
This game's called Crocodilia when you heard it first.
It's a first-person crocodile game.
We already have... Oh,
yes! I got it! There's a crocodilio and a snake. We're both right.
I have no idea
what this is. This is kind of like... I'm on edge a little bit. This is too real.
Like, holy shit, like, this might be Metal Gear Solid. This is fucking Metal Gear.
Oh my God, that's Snake!
Because Metal Gear Solid 3 is the survival one. Oh, holy shit.
I'll be honest, dude. Like, Snake just scared the shit out of me.
Wow.
Like, it was like fight, flight, freeze. I freed so hard. Like, I'm dead. Like, all right, Snake, you win.
That is super cool.
What a cool trailer. I would never have guessed that.
Tactical. Metal Gear Solid... Snake Eater, okay. Mm-hmm. That's the third one. I was confused by that symbol for a second.
So is that a remake?
Yeah, it's like a Resident Evil 4 remake, but for Metal Gear Solid 3.
That's pretty cool, actually.
That is super
might be
cool.
Like a good... We were just talking about how we never really played Metal Gear. This might be a good jumping in
point. Yeah, it just depends if they make the story make sense, because I know, like... Oh, Metal Gear Solid 1 Collection!
Oh, wow! That was one of the questions, too, and we weren't sure because of all, like, the licensing problem. But...
Very interesting. That's sweet.
That is
sweet. That's on the
radar. That was a cool trailer, too.
It was.
They committed to it.
I just know, too, like neither you and I are really huge, like, hugely into that series as of right now. Like, other people, that would have been, like, a holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Here we have Knack 3. I don't think so.
Oh no.
You know, we gotta get someone on this show one time that really enjoys these style of games to like break it down. They run us through what makes good, you know, what do they like out of these style of things?
Yeah, I think the problem for me is that, like, it's not that I think there aren't good base builders. It's just I'm not interested in any base building. Although the world in this looks awesome. This is very, like, almost like Avatar kind of style. Yeah. Where there's, like, massive creatures and, like...
That's true. And, like, I guess it's not smart to write something off just because we saw them place a structure.
Yeah.
You know, like,
there could be so much more to it. Like, maybe you don't have to engage much with base
building. Or maybe
you
just place it, like, each thing one time when you first unlock it, wherever you want to put it on your map and, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because to be fair, it didn't look like there was a lot of crafting resources and stuff.
That's true. It looked more of, like, an adventure-y kind of game, which could be cool. You have to
believe us. We'd help you if we could. Nice mullet, dude.
You get a mullet like that, you get punched. We never asked to be
saved. Square again. Will Sony announce the purchase of Square Enix? We've seen two Square games, and there was reported the other day that they're looking at acquiring studios because...
Square has been making, like, a fuck ton of games recently, too. I mean, they always are, but...
Mm-hmm. That guy looks like Jaime Lannister. This is Final Fantasy, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I'm excited for this game.
This is the one we already know about.
This is the one that I'm... Yeah, this is 16, yeah.
This game looks so fucking cool, like... I want to watch you play this game so badly.
You should. You're welcome over anytime to watch this.
Because, like, I don't know. Like, maybe I want to play it. I'm not sure.
You'll have to try it out when you're here and see what it feels like, I think. But I'm so interested, like, story-wise, too. You know, there's, like, the dueling kind of kingdom storyline. Yeah,
and this more, like, fantasy setting for Final Fantasy does a lot more for me than the, like, Final Fantasy VII, where it's more of, like, the corporations. The
steampunk kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, postmodern.
Yeah. This is much more my jam. And, like, the boss fights they've shown up where they have, like, you're, like, doing, like, bullet hell mechanics and all this, like, other stuff going on, like...
That's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. I want to hang out with Reed. Everyone gets a color. They're, like, Power Rangers.
Well, they're, like, different elements. Oh, my God.
You can
God,
be, like, a demon?
Yeah, that's Garuda, I think. I don't know. Maybe it's Phoenix.
Yeah, this looks like just so cool. It has made you forget
yourself. I don't want to be a monster.
Shiva? That's Phoenix. That's Hugo.
I have to save them. Oh my God. No! Why do I have to get followed by this kid? I hate this. Amicia! I hate this kid.
I'm sorry. All the way through Final Fantasy, he's gonna be there.
Oh my God.
Every step of the journey.
We gotta talk about that game at some point, Kate. You know, I really don't think I like the sequel at all. I was playing some of it. This game looks flipping crazy.
This game looks pretty cool. We've gone to the point now where, like, spectacle games are, like, the craziest, coolest spectacle.
Yeah.
Like, think of, like, a Devil May Cry game back on the PS3, and, like, we thought that was a spectacle game. Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
We have hit that point now.
This is, like, Squid Game-y.
It is very Squid Game-y, you're right. It's a little bit creepy in that way.
Solid Snake will now get out from behind the square.
I didn't think I was scared of Solid Snake, but I kind of am. In this
nightmare. Was this Outlast? Oh, God.
No, Solid Snake's going to show up. Is a step forward.
This looks fucking scary.
This Yellow Jacket's the game.
The I'm glad you're on this case with me, Anderson. It's right up your alley.
The victim was one of their own. FBI Special Agent Robert Nightingale.
Oh, this is Alan Wake.
Oh, yeah, Remedy. Yeah, Remedy's Alan Wake. Mm-hmm.
Someone knew they were here. Was playing a game with them.
Should play this with Zane.
Yeah, we will definitely play this. A good horror game? Thank you.
Hey, play RE4.
Yeah, we were also play RE4.
The horror story wanted us dead.
But I also love Alan Wake, like Stephen King, the video game.
Yeah, I never played it. I would love to, though.
It's very
If you
want
to play this together, I should play the first one before that.
Okay, yeah, you should.
Because it's pretty short, right, the first one?
It's pretty short.
Like 10 hours? 12 hours?
If that,
8 hours? Oh my God. I forget
it. Yeah, the first one's worth playing. The flashlight mechanic is really unique in the first game. Whereas this looks more like a supernatural, like, action horror.
You know, I tell you what, one of the recently, like, one of the things that scares me the most is, like, that the forest, like, forest people, paganism, like, where the antlers thing. And that was, like, before Yellow Jackets.
I've been watching so much
before Yellow Jackets. But, like, that shit is really scary.
It is. I think it's that element of, like, they're
ritualistic
and, like, they're so confident, like, they believe in it, like, 100%, and, like, you can't reason with them.
This is Assassin's Creed.
This is Assassin's Creed. Welcome, hidden one. Oh, it's that girl with the amazing voice. She's in, like, she's the mom in Arcane. I think she's in Destiny as well, maybe.
She does have a great
She's
voice.
She's got an amazing voice.
Was this Assassin's Creed multiplayer? Like, Is it time for a new Assassin's Creed mainline game? I'm really not up on this franchise anymore.
Me neither. I wish I liked it because I love the settings. Like, I love the historical.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Like, I haven't given one a chance for a number of years, to be fair, but it's like.
That's true.
I don't see anything from it that's like so, so cool that I have to try it.
Or it's like, what would pull me back into the franchise?
I can look at these type of trailers and be like, I can envision enough what this feels like from having played like the first few Assassin's Creed, like, and it doesn't draw me enough, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Which is shame, because I wish there was like a more cool historical fiction games, because like I would like 100% be interested in them.
I would like to try Black Flag at some point.
Mm-hmm. That one's supposed to be a little bit unique. The stage is yours, Blessing. I always remember playing like one in like the first couple Assassin's Creed games, like one and like, two and like Revelations or whatever, and like reading all the codex. Like anytime you passed a landmark, you'd stop and it would like
give you
a Wikipedia entry of like this is what this is and like this is when it was built, and you learn all this like historical stuff as you played.
So Mirage is supposed to be that one that's like a platform, right? And it's got like different missions off it. Is that right?
I'm not sure. I don't recognize that at all. Oh, this is Night in the Woods. I think that's the cat. Mm. It's supposed to be really good.
This is another game I played the first hour of and then just didn't ever go back.
I don't think it is Night in the Woods. I think the cat just looks similar, but it doesn't seem like it.
Night in the Woods, they're more like, they stand up.
More like a story. Yeah, they stand up.
Like, it's not like a cat.
Yeah, the face is just similar, I think. But yeah, Night in the Woods is a game I own and really want to play. The story's supposed to be really emotional by the end.
Mm-hmm. And grounded, for like slice of life type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't really know what this game is, but I really like the way that it looks.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like that skeleton guy at the end.
I like the name of the studio, Finji.
I recognize that. I think I've played a Finji game, but I don't know which.
I'd say overall this has been good, but I haven't been quite as blown away as I was expecting to.
Oh, we still got time to go, though.
But I'm just getting like a quick temperature check, you know? Like,
yeah.
Do you disagree?
I'm having a good time.
Oh, I'm having a great time, but I mean, we were like very, like you said to me before we started recording, like my expectations are very high.
That's true. I feel like they've got like some stuff saved for the second half.
Oh, we're not just passing it.
Like, we haven't seen Rogue Legacy 2 yet, guys.
Check out our predictions episode if you want to know more about that.
Yeah, that like Sekiro maybe game though, like, oh my god, if we see nothing else, I'm happy. Like, that looks so good. And Plucky Squire, although we'd seen that before.
This looks like if you don't want to play Final Fantasy 16, but you want to have some cool boss fights, that you could just buy this.
Yeah. It's definitely got that, like, MMO, JRPG kind of thing.
I actually think this looks pretty fun. But, need to see more. Oh, Grand Blue.
Oh, it's Grand Blue. Okay, sure.
That makes sense. That's an RPG I've never, ever touched anything to do with whatsoever. This is Street Fighter.
This has got to be Street Fighter.
No, yeah. I downloaded the beta for this.
Did you?
I didn't get to play it because my internet wasn't cooperating, but you know what, Kate? I'm kind of excited for this game because of the control schemes.
Have they made it a little more accessible?
They have like a Smash Bros. Control mode.
That could be huge.
So there's, listen to this, there's three control modes. I was talking to a friend about this the other day. There's like the traditional normal controls. Mm-hmm. Then there is the like Smash Bros-esque controls. Mm-hmm. And then there's a third one, which is like, I'm going to explain this a little bit wrong because I'm not an expert, but basically what it does is when you're button mashing, it does a decent job of predicting what you might be trying to do.
Oh,
and like predicts it for you, and you can use it, but you can't use that like online or anything.
Right.
It's strictly for like if you're playing at home and you want to like have someone who has no interest at all in even learning like Smash controls, or you have like a kid or like whatever the circumstances, and you can even have a game with them. But I'm super excited for this game because of like the single player mode as well. Apparently, I shouldn't say I'm super excited, but I've never been as excited as I am for a fighting game since like Soul Calibur 3 or something like that. Wasn't Smash. So that seems cool.
I mean, I'm excited for this because I really like watching competitive Street Fighter. I don't play, but I really like watching it. And like, I just love the way this game looks. Like, it's so colorful.
Yeah, that kind of graffiti street art style is cool.
Yeah, I think it works really well for Street Fighter. Some of the new characters look cool.
And what I also think is a great thing is because of not only are the control schemes easier, but sort of, you know, like for me, I never understood ever how to play a charge character. And I've always thought Guile is really cool. And now I can actually play as Guile in this game because I don't have to learn that style.
Charge characters are so weird. Like, it's a really strange thing to get down.
This looks Metroid-y.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like Grease as well.
Yeah. I really like the way this looks. And it's so colorful.
Yeah, you usually don't see games like this having like vibrant colors. They're usually like you're in a cave or something, you know? Or like a space.
I mean, like, yeah, you are in a cave, but look how gorgeous. Like, it's very bioluminescent. Ooh, nice dodge.
It's like a
there.
Dr. Seuss novel or something.
It's like Metroid on acid is what this looks like.
It's like, what if Metroid but half? Except it's not really happy, I guess,
is
it?
It's kind of creepy. It's very, like, they got that kind of, like, drug dreamscape kind of look to it. Like
Ultros. Oh, I don't know about the name.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, what I would, you know, if I was in middle school and trying to name my online character.
I'm Ultros. Destroyer of worlds. I think that looks like cool, it could though. Be good, though. The character, like, the way they move look really nice. Yeah. Like, the dodges and the slashes. Like, I think there's a lot of potential of the combat being interesting. And the world just looks unique, so...
Maybe. It's definitely, a standout. I'll remember that one when we see it again. Perfect World game. That looked like a Wario logo.
It did. You're just like, wah! Mech Wario.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry, I have to buy Armored Core.
Oh, I think we've seen this before. I think this is the... We've seen another mech game before, like an anime one like this,
I think. But I feel like there's also 100 of those, and this is like such a generic anime look.
Whenever there's like a mech anime game, my answer is basically, is it Gundam? No. Is it Nier? No.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't know what it is.
Oh, this one's wearing a zebra, though. That's cool.
This almost looks like Genshin.
Yeah, this is like definitely co-op, I think.
MMO, you think?
There were a lot of people on screen in that one shot, though.
Yeah, look at that. I like some of these designs. Like, some of these, like, that looks pretty cool, that mech and stuff. I don't know if I love the art style, but the designs are cool.
I agree, some interesting monsters, but... I feel like this is like, these are like tough games to get into, because there's just so many of them, and like, the art style is so similar, that like, it's hard to differentiate like, which is which, unless you're like, you know, kind of deep into it already.
That's how I would feel about all the, like, Souls-like platformers you play.
That's
if
fair.
I didn't have your guidance.
That's fair. It's totally a perspective thing, but...
It's because all these games, like, this genre always go for, like, the same art style a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the other game stood out so much, was because it was a Metroidvania... appearing game that had bright colors.
That is so true. Oh, it's a Dragon's Dogma. Now that is like a cool metal band logo.
You protected me from the dragon's flames.
You need only believe in your own.
I've heard a lot of good thing about Dragon's Dogma, the first one, actually. I have very little knowledge of it.
Yeah, but just looking at this, it could be pretty cool.
Was that Idris Elba? I don't think so. I feel like they would have focused on his face a little
Idris
more.
Idris Delba. medieval fantasy game? Maybe.
Well, you got a couple chances at it now between that one and the last one.
This one seems a little more my style. Oh,
look at
it. It's
crunched his toes. Look at that.
Oh, that would look like a meaty swing, though, so I'm down for that.
Do we know if Dragon's Dogma is multiplayer? Because those two guys just did like a high five. I wondered if that was like an emote.
That dragon just ate a Skittle.
You see that guy with the purple orb? Mm-hmm. I bet he's the bad guy.
No way. Purple orbs are always for good guys.
Especially good guys that sit in a throne and look menacing while having it float in front of them.
If he's part of the church or the like aristocracy, extra
oh, now here
points.
We go. You're in the VR section.
Oh, this is like...
Oh my god, it's Five Nights at Freddy's VR. Yeah. Seems like a bathroom break to me. I'll be right back.
Okay. I will entertain everyone. I don't think I know much about Dragon's Dogma, but that looked pretty hype. And I'm gonna say to my friend Zane, whom we said that we would play whatever horror game was earlier, Alan Wake 2. This is me officially going the record. We are not playing Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm so out for this game. I wouldn't play it in VR. I wouldn't play it regular. I don't want to watch the movie. I am too scared and out on this franchise. See? Mm-mm. Nope. No good. No good. Don't know what that was. Don't like it. Scarier than Solid Snake. It was just a Five Nights at Freddy's. He didn't miss anything.
Let that be your lesson, everyone. Go before the show.
Yep. I was just saying like I would never play Five Nights at Freddy's. It's too scary. Scarier than Solid Snake.
Would you rather watch that Snake trailer four times in a row or play Five Nights at Freddy's?
I'd watch the Snake trailer four times in a row and he would scare me every single time.
Is this Resident Evil VR?
Oh,
because it's Capcom. This is totally Resident Evil. That was Leon.
This is. It looks so good for a VR game. Like, how does that legal?
Well, the headset costs $600, Kate. So.
That's true. I forgot about that. Someone who's played on an Oculus Quest that costs like.
This is really sick looking though.
This is like, insanely. How could you not like end up at the hospital playing this though? Like, it looks so real.
Oh shit! I would love to play this. I want a PSVR 2 so badly.
Would you play this in VR?
Oh yeah, I would for sure. Especially because I'm already familiar with like the context. It's once you've played it, it's not as scary as it appears here because you get into it and there's the funny lines and stuff. It's campy, right? In certain
ways.
Yeah,
that's true. Resident Evil is pretty campy.
Holy
I'm just thinking like
shit.
Resident Evil 8 was in VR. Like that one is like a full on like horror.
Yeah, that
one
looks
camp,
scary.
Like...
Oh, it's in development. Interesting. Will it be the whole game one to one? That's what I want to know. Like how there's certain sections where I'm wondering how they might do it.
Forgive me, Father. Or I've seen it.
Like a lot.
You can cigarette simulator.
This is like just software to help people quit. Like that's what you look like if you don't quit. Like,
this is Fred. Fred's been smoking for 30. This is this other. Oh my god.
Oh no.
You don't want to smoke as much as that lady.
That's right. This is actually just a really good PSA. Guys, stop smoking. Go to the gym. Eat your vegetables.
You know, this looks like it could actually be pretty fun, though. Because, like, the way those words are popping up, I wonder if that does it in VR. That'd be really cool,
that would
actually.
Be cool.
Those yellow little accents.
What is it about, like, zombie games, like, being, like, really funny? Like, zombie horror is, like, such a genre, you know?
It is, yeah. Chew your ear off. Yeah, I don't know. I'll be right out, boy. You're right, that is, like, a common thing. Mm.
I guess there's just zombie everything, so it makes sense that funny ones would also be a thing. Catch you later.
I think of Plants vs. Zombies. Like, there's a way to do those zombies as, like, a silly adversary, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And they're the ultimate, like, you can kill them and you don't feel bad.
You can do whatever
it.
You want to them and you can do silly executions, but it's only... It's funny if a zombie eats a grenade, but...
Yeah, but maybe not, like, a real person.
Not like a... Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm I don't know about this opening.
I would not have expected this to be from a studio called Smilegate.
Yeah.
A gritty, like, realistic shooter.
Now this, though, looks like it could be very fun in VR. Like, I wanted to play Firewall Zero Hour or whatever. Yeah. That, like,
FPS. So this interests me, like, the movement, because I find that, like, I guess because you're using the PlayStation controller, right? Is that
how I don't know. I've heard the controller can simulate some movement somewhat, but I still don't know, like...
Because I was finding, like, games where, like, you have to move around make me so sick, like, I couldn't get through them.
It's got to be on the rails for me, like...
Yeah.
And from what I've played, it's, like, if I'm sitting in a car or, like, a cockpit or something, like, I'm good to go.
Or, like, I can be moving around, but stuff has to be, like, largely coming to me if I'm, like, walking. Mm. That's so weird.
We're getting behind those symbols at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, salt snakes in there. Eating one ring of pineapple.
The target is Colonel Peter Conrad. Oh my god, is this Deathloop VR? Before he went rogue. We intercepted Conrad referring to no, it can't be. It'd be on Xbox. I don't have to remind you what's at
stake here. We need that intel by any means necessary. Oh, nice wall art.
That type of thing is so cool for VR. Like, put your hand on the thing. Or, like, a retina scanner, you know, like, that would be so cool.
That's true. They can really utilize that kind of stuff.
Parkour through my maze, or I will kill you.
On one hand, I'm holding the women you love and some innocent children. You cannot get through this maze in half an hour. This actually looks cool. Like, this is maybe the one I'm most interested in so far.
I would say, like, this VR stuff has all been pretty cool so far to different degrees.
Yeah. I think this is just the one that I would play over the others.
You play this over Resident Evil?
Yeah, I'm too scared to play Resident Evil. I will play regular Resident Evil over the VR game.
Regular Evil. Yeah. I like the catching the stuff and throwing it back. Throwing, you know, synapse.
That's cool. See, that's the kind of thing, like, shooting is, like, whatever in VR. But, like, it's that kind of more tactile stuff that I think is really interesting. Mm-hmm. Like you said, with, like, the scanners and...
Shooting's more fun in VR, too, if you have, like, a controller for it, and you're looking around rather than, like...
That's true. Whereas, like, my hands, stick. Like, I've got the immersion there.
You would,
though,
because it uses the wand, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Does PSVR 2 have different controllers? I don't know. I think it has its own controller, because it's got the haptics built in.
Yeah, right? You're right. I think it's
does. It for sure does. Things.
Oh, look at these little sloggies! I love this game. Go, little caterpillars.
This is Beast Wars. Oh, it's this is Destiny.
This is Destiny. Damn it, I don't want to get back into Destiny.
Yes, that's right. Bungie's side project is Beast Wars.
This is Beast Wars.
Get ready.
Can someone just make a Beast Wars game so we can stop guessing it? This is a weird Destiny trailer. It's very, like,
it might not
Destiny
be
Destiny.
It might not be.
Oh, they were making, like, another thing, potentially, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it probably is, but I don't know. Probably is Destiny, anyway.
That character looks a lot more Destiny.
Does it? I guess it does.
The helmet, kind of? That does not,
That
though.
Doesn't.
That is not a Destiny character. I don't think they're normally,
Is this,
like,
Bungie's side project?
I think it might be. It's kind of Squid Game-y as well.
Is my audio fucking up, or is that...
No, I think it's the trailer's creepy.
Interesting.
I'm actually pretty excited in this, because, like, I really like a lot of Destiny, but I don't want to play it enough to, like, put the time into grind all this stuff.
I love the feeling of Destiny, I just don't love the lifestyle of being a Destiny player.
Exactly. But if I could play, like, a game that was like Destiny, but it's, like, just a RPG or something. Mm-hmm. I'm really interested in that. Yeah. Now this is Destiny.
I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah. Take the feel. It's like Titanfall. Give me the feeling of Destiny just in a different format.
Yeah,
do that for Destiny.
Give me a bite-sized version I can complete.
Yeah. Now that enemy, like Destiny's got some cool ass designs.
I love the look of Destiny so much. Like, I wish I liked it more so I could get Destiny tattoos. It just looks so cool.
I wish you could have been there.
Yeah, me too, kiddo.
Oh, that's that guy that died, I think.
I'm here now.
Okay.
It's Nolan, not Nolan North.
Yeah, Troy Baker.
No, the other one. There's one more.
I don't know.
Yeah, that guy died. Well, he's back.
Charles Martinet.
That's Mario.
Some other voice actor getting Firewalk. Okay, we've seen something from Firewalk before. I believe.
Space. You should really secure this. You should not leave this kind of stuff laying around if you're space traveling.
Did we lose our sound?
Did we? This does seem like a weird place to be sounding.
Oh, I guess we didn't.
Huh.
Concord.
Well.
PS5 and PC.
Interesting. Well, not really a lot of info on that one.
No.
Just some irresponsible space travel.
We're getting near the end here. This is going to be Spider-Man last.
Before we get into our final game, I have a few announcements to share. At PlayStation, innovation is our passion. And that applies to not just what games you play, but how you play them. Later this year, we will launch a dedicated device that enables you to stream any game from your PS5 console using remote play over Wi-Fi. Internally known as Project Q, it has an 8-inch HD screen and all of the buttons and features of the DualSense wireless controller.
Huh.
Interesting.
We look forward to sharing more information.
That's actually awesome.
That's pretty fucking cool.
That's pretty cool.
First ever PlayStation earbuds, which will bring next generation audio immersion to PS5.
That's cool too, actually.
They're like earbuds?
Yeah, like the Pulse headset I have, but just these. Goes well with that thing, obviously, right? Because you wouldn't want to plug your headset in, the big one.
We hope today's showcase demonstrates our continued commitment to delivering experiences.
You know, that means we're not seeing factions still.
All of you.
Because Spider-Man's going to be last.
Yeah, you're right.
That's surprising.
That is surprising. And we haven't seen Blue Point or a Housemarque.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Oh, that's Kraven.
Oh, yeah. The Hunter. I just think Solid Snake's going to pop up.
He does, and then it's the PlayStation Smash Bros. Too.
So, PlayStation All-Stars. I swear to God, if Solid
this
Snake
is
jumps
so fucking
out of me.
Cool. It's going to be Venom that jumps out.
A fate you will not share.
That's Kraven.
That's Kraven. I recognize his fur coat.
I have been in your shadow for hours, but you sense nothing. Pathetic.
Holy shit, he picked him up and crushed him.
He just, yeah.
I forgot, this is a superhero game. We gotta set our strength expectations.
Right.
And this is what you find. Sir, perhaps a new hunting ground.
Spider-Man's house.
Could it be New York City?
What was Black Cat?
Tombstone?
Spider-Man again. Oh, because it's Miles Morales, right?
Yeah.
Light the fires. The great hunt begins.
It's got like a whole skull strapped to his shoulder.
That's how you know he means business.
That's a look. We thought Destiny had drip. This guy's got drip. Is there venom goo in that tree?
Could be. Look at that. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. He's swinging around over there soon.
The beast could be anywhere.
Oh, shit.
You have no idea.
Ooh.
You get the Venom suit.
That's pretty cool.
That's gonna give so many more combat abilities that you can
that
have Venom.
That Venom suit looks so cool.
Where's Miles? Hope Peter doesn't get a really bad emo phase.
Oh, I hope he does.
That was cool. The kicks along the wall.
I wonder if like maybe he's gonna go like too far, and then maybe Miles Morales has to come and like fight him. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Lizards across the river. I'm not gonna make it in time.
Wow. Look at the speed.
That looks incredible.
That's what's so cool about these games. Like, you can just go from here right down to the street, like, instantly, and everything's just happening. He's got wings.
He does, like a squirrel suit.
I love the stealth in these games. This is the best sections, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm, the stealth sections?
Yeah, because it's like you got to sneak around and eliminate people and like, okay, I'm going to hang this guy off this thing and then get up on the roof.
That's true, and you got so much mobility that you can like come up with a creative
path. The whole thing
path.
Is your playground, right? And then you get the abilities, like Miles can stun guys and like, look at this, just put a web here.
Look at those fish.
It's been yeah, that's interesting.
One thing I do hope from this game is there's more varieties in like some of these activities. Like this is cool and I like this looks very fun to me, but there was like, you know, six places you had to do this style of thing.
Right.
And I feel like they either need to make them a little bit more individual in like the layout of each of them or kind of give you more tools to play around with in the stealth section.
I mean, having like two playable characters is a really good way to have more variety if they feel different.
That's the one thing though, like they feel the same as across the two games aside from like a few special abilities.
So maybe the Venom suit is kind of the answer to that, is that...
Well, either that or like my assumption was they were going to give Miles more of like his electrical kind of powers because he does have some different abilities than Peter for sure. And also Peter's more experienced with like the web stuff. So like that would have made sense, but Venom obviously.
Maybe. I'm calling it right now. Peter's going to go a little evil with the Venom and then Miles is going to have to fight him.
But
it's
Miles,
like an emotional climax to the game.
That could be, that could easily
be. Especially if you've like worked together for the first half. Like, call Miles in, and like, oh, you know, we're on this side of the city, like, call Peter back, but...
You want to talk about creepy? This is a little creepy, too.
Ooh.
Drone's picking up lizard's trail. What's that? This looks like a goblin glider.
Ooh.
To me. Get behind me.
Ooh.
Oh, it's not, though. It's a bird.
Yeah, and it's with him.
Miles is known for making some tech, too.
Okay, so. That's cool. Just his
skin. Somewhat of a scientist myself.
It's Master Chief the Bird Glider.
It's Air Razor. This is a Beast Wars crossover.
I wish.
Carnage? Or is it Peter?
No, that's Peter. See, I told you he's going to be creepy.
Let's see
the building swarming with hunters. Any sign of Connors?
Yeah. Genki's tracking him.
Hey, Mr. Parker. Wait, Genki. That's right, it's his friend.
'Tis Ned.
But the data's incomplete.
Okay, I think I got a lot.
Ginky, wait, me too.
That wasn't me.
Me neither.
I don't even have a stomach, so...
Is he like a T-Rex, the lizard, in this?
That's super cool. I mean, his shed was like massive.
I guess it would make sense with like Kraven like hunting a big beast almost.
Yeah.
Look at this over the water.
Yeah, this looks cool. Good. Thank goodness there's those cranes.
At least they put them there and they're not just slinging off
them. Yeah. Oh, that was cool.
There's Genki, see?
He does look dead.
I wonder, like, my biggest question right now after watching this so far is, like, are you switching at any time between Peter and Miles? Or are you, is it at set points?
It feels to me like set points, like the God of War kind of thing, but... Mm-hmm.
That bird is going to be really useful, actually, because you can just hang a web off of it and hopefully mm-hmm. it'll take you places.
Yeah, or could, like, scout stuff out ahead of time.
It's a shiny suit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
His UI goes black.
Oh, so I'm telling you! That's so much evil foreshadowing. Creeped out in the dark, kind of menacingly. Like, I'm telling you.
He's got a wingsuit too.
Time to go boom, boys.
Oh, no, Spider-Man has got defenses. Spider-Man, hang on.
Oh no. Are there going to be underwater sections in this game? That would be a big new
thing.
That
would be surprising.
I doubt it.
The lizard? Oh, he looks so cool.
Miles' invisibility.
Mm-hmm. He's like a massive kaiju monster here. Which is awesome.
Yeah, I like that design a lot. He's like Croc from Batman.
This is just like Crocodilly.
This is the Crocodilly you've been waiting for. It's like SA2B. Run from the truck.
Yeah, it totally is. Soundtrack's not quite as good, though.
That's what's so cool about these games, though. Like, this is all a playable set piece. Like, someone has been doing this
yeah.
the whole time. Like, it's exhilarating when you're playing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I love stuff like that.
I mean, I guess it's getting cut here and there, but you know, it's all the same scene. This is wild.
Mm-hmm. But this is like definitely gameplay.
I'm one of them. What does that mean? Do other things have the symbiote as well? Maybe that's why the lizard is so big, because he's like symbiote infected or
they're
something.
They're all like juiced up with the symbiote.
He got away from us.
It's good, Pete.
I don't know if his eyes look that good. I guess we're watching a YouTube video, though, you know?
But see, like, he's got away from us. Like, he's more concerned about that than saving people. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Getting some bad dude vibes.
So do I.
Yeah, and Miles is, like, not a veteran enough to, like, question his decisions.
And he's, like, trying to talk him down a little bit. But he's gonna like be complicit for a long time as like the apprentice. Like
yeah. Oh man, I can't wait.
Fall 2023. Ooh,
yeah, that's what we thought. So
they did there we go.
Ah, Legend of Zelda. There we go.
They didn't back to back us though with the Wolverine. Didn't back to back us.
Wow. And there we have it, everybody. Wow. So I guess on the next regular episode of the show, for those that have stayed with us the whole time, thank you very much. We'll probably go through and do more of a like a big recap on the next show for kind of what we thought, but. Just right now, after right finishing it, like what are you standing out to you as just something to mention?
I mean that like potentially Sekiro kind of game, like porcelain, whatever it was called.
Yeah,
that is definitely without a doubt the game I'm most excited for, and Plucky Squire. But Plucky Squire we already knew about.
Yeah, Plucky Squire to me was the one. Like that's the answer to me for sure. Like I just think that game looks so cool. Mm-hmm. Metal Gear was amazing to see as well. Like I think that was leaked, right? But I mean, that's just the way they presented it was so surprising. Like I didn't expect that was what it was going to be for sure. But good. Lots of announcements.
There's a lot. Even the Dragon's Dogma I'm pretty interested in. And like,
looking through the video here, just throw. There's so many things I feel like I'm blanking on like exactly what we saw. But
Ghostblade 2 is super, like we kind of flew through it.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty exciting.
I thought the VR stuff as well, like just to shout it out, was cool for what the games were, like just independent of the hardware, you know, like the VR, the VR Resident Evil looked legitimately really cool.
That VR Resident Evil looked better than like most non-VR games. Like I don't know how they managed to make that look as good as it does. And then Synapse looks really cool too with a lot of the tactile, like throwing things around, but...
Yeah, and then the controller thing, like, that's pretty cool. Like, I have to look at more details on that, but what did they say? Like, as long as you're on the same Wi-Fi?
I think it's, like, it streams from it, yeah. So, like, it doesn't look like, it's not like a Switch where you can just, like, take it anywhere. But that's still really cool. Like, you think about, like, especially in, like, multi-person households where it's, like, you know, one person be watching TV and you're like, okay, cool, like, I'll take the Switch to go or, like, I'll take it to bed.
Like, it's like having a Switch... with your PlayStation, but with a little bit more limitation. But what's really cool about it, though, is it does have the functionality of the controllers, right? Because otherwise you could just use a backbone with your phone and do remote play, but you're losing it on the DualSense at that point.
That part is definitely important because the DualSense is so important to the console, I think. I guess definitely one of those things where, like, you either know right away if you want it or not, because like, would you have a use case for it at home? Is pretty clear, yes or no. But
true. Well, I want to look more into that for sure. Yeah. But I mean, it's probably not going to be cheap, judging by
that's true. Wow. But it's definitely like a really cool. If you're the kind of person that wants it, though, that's like huge.
So. Yeah. Well, everyone, that was the showcase. Like I said, we'll be back next episode to organize our thoughts and talk about it more. But thank you all for joining us. Of course, let us know what you thought. Like we said before. And until next time, this has been Cloud Control, the gaming podcast that's not just good, it's good enough. We'll see you on the next episode.